Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones. And first off, in the news, Richard Lockhead was out and about yesterday meeting tenant farmers to get their views on reform of the common agricultural policy in Europe. He spent the day in Golspie discussing the issues which affect tenant farmers, including land and farms for new entrants, the future shape of tenancies, investment on farms, and just how the opportunities for renewable energy will work out with a landlord-tenant system. Richard also discussed new legislation to improve tenancies, which will be brought before the Scottish Parliament. Now, today we're going back to the story that we touched on yesterday. That's the downturn again being faced by pig producers. Here's Yul Morton, Chief of Quality Meat Scotland, giving us his assessment of the situation.
Well, the pig industry has seen tough times, and I suppose the word that would come to mind to understand what's happening there is volatility. But I think the pig farmers that are left farming pigs in Scotland are the guys that are in for the long haul.
It's been quite sad to see people closing the piggery door for good, as we've seen, and I've got a couple in our own MFR patch that are actually seriously considering doing that, if not already started to do it, to destock while they just draw breath. Now, yeah. Longer term, do you think if we were to project this conversation 12, 24 months ahead, things would be improved for them?
Yeah, it's difficult to gaze into that crystal ball and say what the price of wheat's going to be in 24 months' time. I guess if I knew the answer to that question, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you, Richard. But the fact is that pig farming, in terms of the fertility that pigs can produce, in terms of where a pig enterprise fits into a lot of other enterprises, you know, especially arable, then there's still a future for pig farming in Scotland. We've got a great story to tell. We've got our Scottish SPCA endorsement of all pig farms, and that's a great story. Okay, you know, we've seen the sow numbers come down. I think they're stabilised now, and we see some slight recovery. We see some encouraging signs of reinvestment in pig infrastructure, and I think that'll be happening up in your patch, up in Murray Firth area there. So these are all encouraging signs. But hey, farming's never been easy, no matter what enterprise you're dealing with, and pigs have seen more volatility than any other enterprise that I can think of.
And I certainly wouldn't argue with that. And encouraging to hear some farmers actually investing, ready to expand their pig herds when things do improve. Now, it takes a brave man to do that at the moment. But I'll leave you with that thought. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming, when we'll be assessing how the harvest is going locally.